Since the firestorm around Missouri Congressman Todd Akin's comments about rape and abortion, Brown has been emphasizing his pro-choice credentials. Here's his wife, Gail Huff, at a recent campaign stop.
Scott is pro-choice, has been forever. He's always been very, very clear about his pro-choice views. Like he said, he has two young daughters, 24, 21 years old. He understands better than anyone how important it is that women have the right to make their own decisions.
So it must have been awkward when Massachusetts Citizens for Life decided to throw its support behind Brown. Ann Fox, the group's executive director, says Brown's voting record is more in line with her organization's views.
What he has voted on so far, yes, it's been pro-life. So we would prefer to see our people vote with Scott Brown.
Megan Amundson of Narrow Pro-Choice on the other side of the issue sees some irony in this situation.
This is the one thing that Mass Citizens for Life and Narrow Pro-Choice Massachusetts do agree on, is that he may call himself pro-choice, but in reality, he voted pro-choice only 1 out of 5 times when a choice-related vote came to the Senate floor since he's been elected.
In the past, Brown's votes have angered both sides of the abortion debate. In 2007, he voted to create a 35-foot buffer zone to keep protesters away from abortion clinics. But he also co-sponsored a bill which would require women to wait 24 hours before getting an abortion and provides them with pictures and information on the development of their fetus. Brown isn't rejecting Massachusetts Citizens for Life's support, but on the campaign trail, he maintains he's a moderate, pro-choice Republican. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.